Shalom uvecha to everybody. Welcome back to Torah Imecha Haftorah. My name is Michal Horowitz, and today we'll be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Va'era. So first of all, let's know what the Parsha deals with. In this Parsha, the Geula begins to unfold. We have the Arba Lashona Geula, which are really the Chamisha Lashona Geula, Votseisi, Vitzalti, Vigalti, Vakachli, Vevesi, Eschem El Oretz. Votseisi, I will take them out. Vitzalti, I will save them. Vigalti, I will redeem them. Vakachli, Eschem Lila Am. I will bring them to Matan Torah and give them the Torah. Vevesi, Eschem El Oretz. I will bring them to the land of Israel. Then we have the family tree, actually interesting, of Moshe and Aaron and the family of Levi, very intricate family tree. And then in Perek Zion, the Makos begin to unfold. We have the first seven Makos in Parshas Ve'era, Dam, Tzvardeya, Kinim, Arav, Dever, Shechin, and Barad, blood, frogs, lice, wild beast, pestilence, Shechin boils, and finally Barad hail, and Egypt is brought to a point of decimation in Parshas Bo. We'll have the last three Makos in Yitziat Mitzrayim. What does the Haftorah deal with? The connection between the Parsha and the Haftorah is pretty obvious. As soon as I tell you the Haftorah and the main theme, you're going to understand the connection. So it's from Sefer Yechezkel. Yechezkel, first of all, was a very unique prophet because he was a prophet who prophesied outside of the land of Israel by the rivers of Babylon. There we sat and there we wept. His nevuos were not for the most part in Eretz Yisrael. They were outside after the Churban. His prophecies began a few years before Churban Bayis Rishon by the Babylonians, lasted through the Churban to a few years after. And once again, he went with the people and he prophesied from Babel. So our Haftorah, which is the same for Sfardim, Ashkenazim, Chabad, and Temani, Yechezkel, Peruchav Ches, Pasuk Chav Hei, through the end of that parak, it's only two psukim, and then Parachav Tes, psukim Aleph through Chav Aleph. Okay, I'm going to give you the main themes of the Haftorah. When I say main themes, as I divided them when I was learning through the Haftorah, and you will see immediately what the connection is to the Parsha. So I divided it really into five Roman numerals. The first part of the Haftorah describes the ingathering of the exiles, the great end of days when Klal Yisrael will come back and be secure in her land without enemies rising to destroy us, without the United Nations trying to take the land away from us, without those rising who say, you are occupiers and stealers. No, we will come back with the ingathering of the exiles. What does this correspond to in the parasha? Ve'vesi eschem el aretz asher nasasi es yadi laseis osa lechem morasha ani Hashem, the land that I swore to the forefathers, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, to give them as an inheritance. I am Hashem, Perek Vav Pasuk Ches in Sefer Shmos and the Parsha. It begins with the ingathering of the exiles. Roman numeral number two, or you could say Chelek Beis of the Haftorah, perhaps that's more appropriate. Okay, Chelek Aleph, ingathering of the exiles. Chelek Beis, the destruction of Egypt because of their arrogance. What is Paro saying, last week's parsha, when Moshe goes and says, the God of the Hebrews appeared to me and said that the Jews go and worship me in the desert? What does Paro say? The first thing that Pharaoh says to Moshe, could you imagine? Parakei Pasuk Beis, I know it's last week's parsha, but it depicts the ultimate arrogance of Pharaoh. And in the Haftorah, Yechezkel prophesizes that Egypt will be destroyed because of the arrogance of Pharaoh. What's the first thing Paro says? Parakei Pasuk Beis, Mi Hashem Asher Eshma Bekolo. Lo yadati es Hashem v'gam es Yisrael lo ashaleach. Who is God that I, mighty Pharaoh, should listen to him? I do not know God and I will not send forth Israel. And in this week's Haftorah, the Navi Yechezkel says, Chelek Beis of the Haftorah, Egypt will be destroyed because of their arrogance. Chelek Gimel, once Egypt is exiled / destroyed from their land, the Navi describes the desolation of Egypt. The land of Egypt will be desolate for 40 years. This is actually very significant. Three psukim in the Haftorah, I was very surprised to see this. Happily surprised to see this. Three psukim in the Haftorah describe the 40 years of desolation of the land. I do not have time to get into it at all because it's a whole sheer series. But 40 is a very important number in Tanakh and in Jewish halacha. 40 represents a rebirth, reshaping, a refashioning. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights in the time of Noah. The world went from corrupt to purified. A person goes down into the mikveh. The mikveh has 40 seah of water. They go down to the mikveh impure, they come up pure. They go down a non-Jew, they come up a Jew. Moshe davens for the people for 40 days and 40 nights. What was Yonah's entire nevuah? Perek Gimel Pasuk Aleph of Sefer Yonah. Od arba'am yon v'ninveh nehapachas. That was it. That was his whole nevuah. And 40 days, Ninveh will be overturned. There are many, many, many more examples. 40 years in the desert that the people wandered, the spies toward the land for 40 days. 40 takes you from a state, either from bad to good or from good to bad. Either way, 40 is a number of rebirth and renewal. So it's fascinating to me that Egypt is described here as being desolate for 40 years. Chelak Dalid of the Haftorah, restoration of Egypt. However, God says through the Navi, it will be a lowly land and an unimportant kingdom once it is restored. And finally, Chelak Hey, Egypt will be given over to Nebuchadnezzar Melech Babel. So again, there are five Chalakim as I divided. There's no, if you look at it, doesn't say Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalid, Hey in the Haftorah. But when I studied it, this is really how it's grouped. Aleph, the ingathering of the exiles. Beis, destruction of Egypt because of their arrogance. Gimel, desolation of Egypt for 40 years. Dalid, restoration of Egypt, but then it'll be a lowly land and an unimportant kingdom and empire. And finally, hey, Egypt ultimately will be given over to Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel. Then the Haftorah starts as follows. Yechezkel, Peruchav Chas, Psukim Chav Hei, through Chavav, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim. So, and of course, the connection is very clear. The Haftorah is speaking about the destruction and the desolation of Egypt. The first seven Malkos, which bring destruction and ultimately desolation upon Egypt, are described in Parshas Ve'era. Kol Amar Hashem Elokim Bekab Tzias Beis Yisrael Min Ha'amim. So says the Hashem Elokim, when I gather in the house of Israel from the nations, remember I said that it starts with the ingathering of Ezos, Asher Nafotzu Bam, that they were scattered there. V'nikdashti Bam L'Enei Hagoyim, when the ingathering of the Ezos happens in the ultimate end of days. So the prophet says it will be the greatest Kiddush Hashem before the eyes of the nations of the world. V'yashvu Al Admas, the Bnei Yisrael will dwell securely on their land. Asher nasati l'avdi Yaakov, that I gave to my servant Yaakov, pasuk avav, v'yashvu aleh lebetach. Can you imagine? We'll dwell in our land securely. There will not be enemies on every border, saying from river to sea, rachman aletzlan, the land will be free, chalila v'chalila. V'yashvu aleh lebetach. Ubanu batim, they will sit in the land securely. They will build houses in the land, v'natu kramim. They will plant vineyards in the land. V'yashvu levatach, it repeats the same words. They will dwell securely in the land. Ba'asosi shvatim b'chol hasha'atim osam misuvivosam. How will they dwell securely in the land? Because I, God, will execute judgments against all those who plunder them from all around. V'yadu, and they will know, ki ani Hashem Elokeim. They will know that I am Hashem, their God. That is Chelek Aleph. Now the prophet moves to describe in the beginning of Perek Chaf Tes, the destruction of Egypt. In the 10th year, in the 10th month, on the 12th of the month, the word of Hashem came to me saying, says Yechezkel, the son of man, set your face against Paro, the king of Egypt, and prophesy against him and against all of Egypt. Perek Chaf Tes, Pasuk Gimel. Daber, you, Yechezkel, shall speak. Va'amarta, and so you shall say, Ko Amar Hashem Elokim, so says God Elokim, Hine ni alecha Paro, Melech Mitzrayim. Behold, I am upon you, Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. Hatanim Hagadol, the great crocodile, the great beast, Harovitz Besochia Arav, that lies down, that crouches in the middle of your river. Asher Amar Li Ori Va'ani Asisini. This is the epitome of the arrogance of Paro. Paro says, I am in charge of the river. I am the mighty one. I can't say person. I am the mighty God. I am the mighty beast in charge of the river. The river is mine, Li Yori, the Ani Asisini. This is the epitome of Kochi, the Otsem Yardi, Asali, Asachaya Azeh. That's the arrogance of Pharaoh. He believed he was a god over all other gods, including he was the god of the Nile River, which was the most powerful source of strength in ancient Egypt. God says, I am coming to you, Paro. I will be upon you, and I will put hooks in your jaws, the prophet continues. I will cause the fish of your rivers to fasten onto your scales. This is describing the destruction of Pharaoh, who sees himself as the mighty river god being destroyed by the fish in the river. I will drag you out of the midst of your river, and all the fish of your river will stick to your scales. Of course, here in describing the decimation of the fish, really the attack of the fish against Pharaoh, the river god, we also have the imagery of Malchus Dam, which destroyed all the fish in the river. Vayuvash hayar, the river stank, it became stinky. Umeshu kol dagim, and all of the fish died by Malchus Dam. And Hashem says, when I drag you, the mighty beast who thinks he controls the river, out of the river, what arrogance to think you're in control of nature. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in control of nature. Rabbi Zev Lev points out that Hatava, the word for the natural world, Hatava, the nature, is Gematria Elohim. When you put the hey in Shem Hashem. Aleph, Lamed, Hey, Yud, Mem in Gematria is 86. Hateva is also 86 because it is a Kosh Baruch who controls nature, not Pharaoh, not the Nile, not any other mighty beast. And I will scatter you, Pharaoh, in the desert, you and all the fish of your river. What happens when the fish are scattered in the river? They will die. What happens by Malchus Dam? All the fish die. Upon the open fields, you will fall. You will not be brought home. You will not be gathered together. I will give you to the beast of the earth, to the birds of the air. You will be devoured, says the Navi. And what will happen? The Yadu kol Pazukvav, the Yadu kol Yoshve Mitzrayim ki ani Hashem. And all of the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am Hashem. So that is the whole purpose of God's Ro'anituya being outstretched over Egypt. Pharaoh is seen as the God. No, all of the inhabitants of Egypt will know that I am God because they have been a prop of reeds to the house of Israel. How strong and secure is reeds? If you want to lean against something for great strength, you lean against a pillar, you lean against a boulder, you lean against a secure building. If you lean against reeds, R-E-E-D-S, that will happen when the wind blows. You're going to fall down. Egypt presented themselves as a stalk of reeds, strength. It was false imagery to Am Yisrael because they presented them as reeds, a support of reeds to my children of Israel. I will destroy them. I will destroy Egypt. I have to skip a few of the psukim just because of time. We did most of them so far. And therefore, says Hashem, I will bring the sword over you. He's still talking to Egypt. And I will cut you off from man and beast. Listen to the next pasuk test. V'haisa eretz Mitzrayim l'shemama. The land of Egypt will be desolate. No pyramids, no copper mirrors, no halls of Egypt, no hieroglyphics, no offerings of through the mummies to the gods. No sphinx, no grandeur, no riches, no wealth. Egypt will be brought to desolation. The Charba, Cherev, she will be destroyed. The Yadu ki ani Hashem. Imagine this. They will know that I am Hashem. Yan Amar Yaor Li, v'ani Asisi. Why? Because they said, the river is mine and I made it. This beautiful, powerful, I should say, powerful, evocative nevuah of Mida Keneged Mida. I should really say, B'mida Shadem Modeh, Modeh Dino. What Pharaoh did to the Bnei Yisrael to try to bring them to desolation and destruction, called Bnei Yilad HaYor HaTashlichu, work them with Avodas Perech, Nirpim Atam Nirpim. They made them work with backbreaking labor. They accused them of being lazy. They tried to subjugate the people, ultimately to destroy Am Yisrael. Will be done to Pharaoh. And this Haftorah should give us a great chizuk to remember that in the end of days, even though we don't see it right now, in the end of days, our enemies will know V'yadu ki ani Hashem. When God's great hand goes out over the world to bring retribution upon those who caused Israel to suffer, those who caused Israel to be enslaved, those who caused Israel to be broken with back-breaking labor, Avodas Perech, HaMifarechas U'mishaberes HaSaguv, it crushes and breaks the body and the spirit. And the end of days, Hashem says, those who tortured Israel, I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will give them what is due to them. Pasuk Yod, Lachain, therefore, Hinini Elecha, I am coming to you, God says, Ve'el Yorech, I am coming to your river, the symbol of might and strength. V'nasati es Eretz Mitzrayim, the Charavos, Charev, Shemama. And it will put the land of Egypt to utter waste and to utter desolation. Not a foot shall pass through the land. It will be uninhabited. Arba'im Shana. Three times Arba'im Shana. Amazing. No foot will pass through the land. Pasuk Aleph. No foot of an animal will cross through the land. Velo teishev arbam shanah, will remain uninhabited for 40 years. Pasuk Yabez. Menasati es eretz Mitzrayim shemama. Besoch artzos nishamos. Ve'are besoch are mecharavos tiyana shemama. Arbaim shana. I'll make the land of Egypt desolate. Even amongst the most desolate land, she will be the most desolate. The cities will be the most desolate among cities of desolation for 40 years. I will scatter Egypt amongst the nations. They will all be taken into exile. Vizaris and Bartos, I will scatter them amongst the lands. Pasuk Gid Gibba, ki ko amar shem elokim, mi tetz arbaim shana, akabes etz Mitzrayim min ha'amim. After 40 years of desolation, when the Egyptians are exiled from their land, they will be brought back to their land, asher nefotu shama, where they were scattered. However, when they come back to the land, v'hayu sham mamlacha shefala. It will no longer be the mighty Egyptian empire. It will be a lowly kingdom, an unimportant land. From all of the kingdoms, she, Egypt, will be the most degraded. She will not be raised up of anymore over the other nations. No, she will be diminished in number, so they will not rule over the other nations. And then after that, okay, so we had Chelak Aleph, the ingathering of the exiles, Chelak Beis, the destruction of Egypt because of their arrogance, Chelak Gimel, the desolation of Egypt for 40 years. We've basically done most of the psukim from those three chalakim. Then the restoration of Egypt as an unimportant kingdom, Chelak Dal. And finally, the last section of the Haftorah actually turns to Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel, which is still dealing with Egypt because the Navi says that Egypt will be given over to Nebuchadnezzar. Now Egypt will be ruled like somebody else, just like they wanted to rule over others. Thus says the Lord, behold, I will give Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babel, the land of Egypt. He shall carry away its multitudes, pillage its spoils, plunder its booty. And that will be the reward for the army of Nebuchadnezzar. Last pasuk of the Haftorah, Bayam Hahu, and on that great day, Atzmiach Karen, the Veis Yisrael. I will raise the horn. It's a lashon of the Nevi'im for Geula. Atzmiach, I will cause to sprout the salvation, the grandeur, the glory, the light of the house of Israel. Ulecha etein pitchon peh besochem. You, Israel, will have something to answer. You will have be given free speech. Your mouth will once again be open. You won't be shackled in the boundaries of slavery and exile. V'yadu, and they will know. The whole land will know. The whole earth will know, ki ani Hashem, that I am Hashem. Halavai, we should be zocheh to see the coming of this beautiful nevuah on the enemies who rise up to destroy us, who enslave us, who va'avadu vinu osam arba me'oshara, who oppress us, who torture us, who kill our babies, as is Hashem. In that great end of days, their arrogance will be smashed, their kingdoms will be brought down, and they will know, v'yadu ki ani Hashem. Thank you so much, everyone, for learning with me. Have a wonderful day. Bezrat Hashem, Shabbat Shalom.